nations die, not from overpopulation, but from depopulation. Rome collapsed from depopulation. Europe is collapsing. It is becoming Muslim through the depopulation of Europeans. Look at some of these statistics. Islamic birth rates from different Islamic countries. Afghanistan, 6.69. Yemen, 6.68. Somalia, 6.76. Mali, 7.42. All Muslim countries. Look at the European birth rates. Spain, 1.1. Germany, 1.3. Austria, 1.3. Italy, 1.2. Do you know that there are today more Muslims in France than there are Catholics? Everything is changing in Europe. But America, we're starting to see the same issue. The American birth rate in USA, it was 2.1 in 2019, Canada, 1.5. This is from America Alone, a book by Mark Stein that just charts out these demographics. Well, what happens when the population shrinks? There are a few effects. They begin to pay others to fight their wars. They depend on other nations to intervene. They can only fight a war if there is an alliance. They may hire mercenaries. Then there is the economic cost to our immorality. They can't care for their elderly and they're infirmed. Consider Social Security. In 1938, there were 36 workers for each retiree. 2019, 1.6 workers for each retiree. Consider the impact of divorce, the increased expenses, two houses per family instead of one, and so on, and all of the other complexities. Sometimes it's the only solution or it's the best of a series of bad solutions. But the impact on the number of children and the likelihood that those children will have children winds up being significant. A key impact is children then do not care to the same degree for their parents. Now, the United States is facing a demographic collapse. U.S. birth rates during December 2020, January 2021 were unusually low, according to the Census Bureau, the U.S. Census Bureau, that is, when compared to the year before and the months following. There were 285,000 plus births in December 2020, which was 7.66% fewer than in December 2019. And that gets the birth rate annualized to 1.86, not a replacement level birth rate. The Bureau notes that, quote, not all of the decrease in births should necessarily be attributed to the pandemic. The number of U.S. births has been declining every year since 2008, with the exception of 2014. But the decline was much steeper in 2020 than in the years before. The average number of daily births was 4.06% lower than in 2019. By the way, I'll point out to you that the birth rate is only in that range of 2 because Hispanics, first-generation Hispanics, are having a significantly higher birth rate than anyone who has been in this country previously. Many believe that the vaccine is indeed having a very negative effect on fertility rates and fertility rates going forward.